adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Nicole Richie is here tonight from The Simple Life. Tuesday nights, Fox 8:30, although last week there was Tuesday and Wednesday, right?
Right, right.
You know, and here's the thing, too. I think it premiered Tuesday night, and people thought, all right, well, they're going to run another one on Wednesday, and it's going to drop off because the curiosity factor is going to be over.
Didn't happen. But
did higher ratings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big ratings both nights.
Mm-hmm.
They ran two separate episodes, Tuesday than they did on Wednesday.
Yeah, I think the reason they did that is because the first one was sort of an introduction, and they showed us meeting the family, and they didn't really get into us working. And then mm-hmm. the second episode was kind of us getting down and dirty and, you know.
Is this, how long has this been around before you guys went and did it? I mean, was it an idea that's been kicked around for a while, or did you just hear about it and do it?
I would say that it got brought to my attention around November or December.
Mm-hmm.
And
then
we left last year. Yeah. And we did it in May.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So they just moved forward with it.
Yeah.
And that was Arkansas.
That was in the day when people were trying to reinvent the Beverly Hillbillies. Remember that?
Yeah.
And this was Green Acres.
Well, what happened was is they were going to do a real Beverly Hillbillies with, mm-hmm. like, some Ozark Mountain
family. I heard that.
And the Ozark Mountaineer Society, like, wrote a very nasty letter with a lot of misspellings. Yeah. Here's how they knew it came from them. They didn't email. It was via carrier pigeon. True. What happened to harnessing pigeons? All right, so they scrapped that, but this is the reverse,
mm-hmm.
actually.
Mm-hmm.
And first off, the town is, what's the population of Altus, Kansas?
I think it's...
Arkansas,
Altus,
sorry.
Arkansas. I think it's 800 or 600.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Did you grow up out here in L.A.?
Yeah.
And you knew Paris since you were kids, babies?
Since we were 2 years old.
Oh, because your dad's Lionel Richie. Was he friends with the Hiltons or something?
Yeah, our parents are friends, and they sent us to the same nursery school when we were three. And just because our parents are in the same social circle, so they sent us to the same piano teacher and tennis instructor.
I'm going to kick my dad, right?
You know,
my dad had one goddamn friend. His name was Vince. And for my, for my birthday every year, I would get a card with a nickel in it for each year I was. Like,
That's hot.
Nine nickels. That's 45 cents.
Oh. That's very hot.
What's Vince doing now?
Sit.
Time.
Somebody died and he got an apartment building, so now he can live.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, it's great. So, all right. So your father, Lionel Richie, obviously, mm-hmm. I don't know, he's probably in the Hall of Fame, is he not?
Yeah.
And, you know, millions of records, millions and millions and the whole thing. And Michael Jackson, Godfather. I was going to, you know, the question then arises like, well, has this changed you? But from what? You know what I mean? And your reality is different than someone else's reality. And
most people's reality.
Well, most people. But you could almost say that about almost anybody, depending on how they grew up. I mean, everyone's circumstances are a little bit different.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying now, yeah.
Yeah. But have you changed?
I really haven't. I'm just the same me.
But you could have been bad before.
I don't think I was that bad before.
Are they contemplating a new go-around?
They have spoken about it, nothing like formal, but I have heard talks of a second season, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how you stay in touch with Paris? Did you guys get into it? I mean, it's tough to be with somebody.
I beg your
pardon. Everyone asked me that. Everyone asked me that, but if you think about it, it really doesn't make sense for us to fight because at times it was kind of us and it was them, and they didn't understand why we always wanted to go out, we always wanted to do something, and they have downtime, and their downtime, and they just sit there and do nothing, and they didn't understand why we didn't want to just
Adam,
sit there.
This would be utopia for you.
Yeah. Mr. Downtime.
Oh my god,
I'm gonna propose
they don't all touch their genitals while they're sitting there. I'm my
they love room. Downtime.
I'm gonna propose a show to Fox called Downtime where I join the same family but we don't do anything. We just, they're like, we're going to stay in tonight. And I'm like, fine.
I don't get that. To do what?
Watch TiVo.
They don't, but we couldn't watch TV there because that's not good TV to watch us watch TV. That's what I'm saying. Like, we literally had to
I don't know. Drew, don't they got these square things with words in them?
Yeah, those were books.
Books, books. What about the books? They keep them at the place. There's a place
where
you can borrow.
That's not good TV either, to watch us read books.
All right. So you went out. Did you do anything grotesque or anything? Did you have to?
I preg tested a cow. And
pregnancy test?
Yeah. Paris didn't do it. She would not do it. But mm-hmm. I stuck this latex glove up to my elbow.
Yeah.
And they put a little baby oil on me, and I was like, no, let the cow have something. So I poured the whole bottle of baby oil on, shoved my hand up the cow's ass.
Yeah.
And the thing is, though, is that it's so gross, because he doesn't want you in there. So he's pushing, and if I didn't want
to
be in there
pushing,
either.
Pushing, trying to
you're checking for pregnancy?
Oh,
yeah.
He
in the ass?
Oh, hold on a second.
wait a minute.
The ass part I was going to go with, but the he part was a red
whatever,
flag. But ass and he, yeah.
It's a girl. But the thing is, if they're not pregnant, you can move your arm around in there and, do all these things.
In the vagina, though, right?
No,
the
you cow-gina? Stick it in the ass.
Yeah.
But for some reason, you could feel everything through the ass.
That is good times.
See, I've always said that. Always, I've said you can. You know, they say the eyes are the window to the soul.
No, you've always said
it. It's always the rectum.
The fist and the rectum. You've always said that.
The fist and the rectum. That's how you can really separate the wheat from the chaff.
They loved it.
The cow.
Yeah, you should try it.
Oh no, I've done it.
It's cool.
Really? Wait a minute. How come the cow liked it?
I could tell, when he walked away, he instead of just running with the other cows or whatever, she would look back at me with a little sparkle in her eyes, and she's winked at me a little bit.
It called much more game.
But you know what's funny? I wonder if, if I was doing this, it would be important that it was a she cow.
That make a big difference.
Make a difference, so my arm wouldn't be gay.
Right, I just call cows he's because they're so big and ugly, so I just call them he.
Well, you got your bulls for that. But the point is I wonder if it makes it good for you to have, you'd rather have your hand up a he than a she.
Ass.
Yeah. Oh, maybe not?
No, she's all right. women are much more fluid about these things. Nah. Relax. Nah. She's not so uptight.
I'm open.
Right. You're uptight.
So you and Paris... thick as thieves still. You didn't get an ass full of each other while you're stuck in this cabin.
No.
And she's all right? She's doing okay with the tapes and all this stuff?
Yeah.
She's bounced back? She's over it?
She's cool.
Is there more tapes that are coming out? Do you know anything about that?
No.
Her family weirding out about this?
No.
No?
What does bother her family, by the way? They just seem sort of okay with everything.
Probably you saying that bothers your family.
What does bother them?
Yeah.
All right. And are you living at home? Are you out?
I'm living with my mom right now, actually. Mm. But I have my own separate entrance. I have my own gate, so.
Smart. Got your own gate.
Yeah.
And that goes to your own door?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not in the house. I'm just.
Right.
I'm off the house.
Right. I was out of the house, too. How old are you?
I'm 22.
22.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 22. Yeah. You were out
at my own place.
The garage, though.
I had my own place.
Your old place was where?
In the garage.
The garage.
Your own place in the garage.
At your parents' house.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had my own gate. It was the gate that you got into the backyard with. Yeah.
And
had crap in a decorative popcorn tin. Yeah, in
you
a
hear
pinch.
That?
I got locked out of the house. Hey, you know what it's like to rough it?
And
you're,
so,
you're fisting cows all
I
day.
I was living on a porch with cement floors.
That's right.
You didn't crap on a tin like he
That's
did.
Right.
No. That's right. That's what he did at his home.
Oh,
for once
why don't you just go inside
locked,
and use the regular bathroom?
My stepmom locked me out of the house.
And said, you can't crap in the house.
We didn't actually have the crap conversation. It was just the door was locked after 10 o'clock or something like that.
So you could crap before 10.
One could, yes.
So you just don't eat before, six. After six.
You know, when you're 19, your bowel timing isn't what it is now. Now that I'm a seasoned 39. You want me to crap right now? I'll do it right now. I'll do it now.
You'll do it. Watch out.
Do you have a toilet now, or are you still doing it in the tin?
I have a few toilets, but I got so used to the tin.
The tin, just, that now you're just used to it.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Plus it's portable, so you don't have to
Christmas
to get out of bed.
Christmas is a big time for him.
Yeah. Oh, you know what got me the popcorn tin? Highfalutin Vince.
Yeah.
That's a great gift. I tell you, no better gift for an 18-year-old who graduates high school than a 3-pack of popcorn. You got your cheese.
That you get at the Smart Car.
You got the caramel. Yeah,
caramel,
well, that's good.
You got your cheese. You got your regular butter. I had to set him back $7.
That's good.
$6.99 Jesus Christ. Who gives people popcorn? The tin of popcorn. Oh, my God, is my family low rent. Jesus Christ, I'm going to kill everybody. Popcorn. Tins of popcorn is a great... Here's the whole thing. If you can't pony up $10 for a graduation gift, just keep it, right? Am I right?
I would love the popcorn.
All right. I'm tired of you princesses making like you're cool with everything.
Laura.
I love popcorn. You would attack him and stab him with a crocheting needle if he got you a graduation gift.
I love popcorn.
All right, but if that was your graduation gift, a tub of popcorn?
Grateful, okay?
Oh my God.
They need to put you on the simple life.
Yes.
Yeah, you're not grateful for anything.
Next year.
True.
What for
true.
What?
Nicole, you've got good instincts.
Please.
You read this guy quick.
Laura, well, it's easy for her up in her ivory tower to look down on me crapping in my popcorn tin and tell me to be grateful. No. Let them eat.
It's not easy to look at, by the way. It's not an easy thought to maintain.
Yeah. All right.
Hello,
Laura?
Hello.
You're 22?
Yeah.
What's
I'm 22.
Yeah, it's a good age to be, so. But my question is, I've never had an orgasm in my life, and I've been sexually active since I've been 14 years old. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering, is it, like, biologically predisposed that some women are incapable of having orgasms, or...
That's fairly unusual. It's very common for women under 22 to have difficulty, but after around your age, things should start working a little bit. Yeah. Let's ask some questions. Are there reasons that you could be having trouble? Do you have any medical problems?
No, I'm not taking any medication.
No,
I don't have any medical problems at all. So.
Mm-hmm. And any
no orgasm with the oral sex?
No orgasm with oral sex.
Mm.
Do you like... Are you dating these guys? Do you like these guys, or are these guys that you just...
They're usually guys I'm dating.
You like them? Like,
yeah, you know, I like them. I'm not really that promiscuous.
Have you ever had a boyfriend?
Yeah.
And do you have any trauma history? Were you abandoned or anything? Anything we should know about?
I've had some, bad sexual encounters when I was younger and whatnot. But
how old?
What's that mean?
Tell us about it.
Cramped in a tin?
Like, when I was younger, I was raped. And
How old?
The first time I was probably 13, and the second time I was...
So, like, a 13-year-old gets raped means somebody sexually abused you before that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, you could just see a sexual abuse survivor. That's a whole different situation, right?
Yeah,
You're past it. It doesn't affect you anymore.
Yeah, you're not. It's left an imprint on your body, and that needs to be sort of worked through.
Well, what have you done? Have you gotten some therapy?
When I was younger, I went to therapy, but I kind of just really don't have time for it much anymore.
Yeah.
Because I go to school and I work like 60 hours a week, so it's just kind of inconvenient as a writer.
Basically, what those kinds of traumas do is parcel off parts of your brain. It leaves the brain not integrated. And naturally enough, if there was pain associated with the sexual abuse in childhood, it kind of parcels off that part of your body from the rest of your body, too. So there's less sensitivity and less reactivity to the arousal.
Mm-hmm.
So it is something that would take a lot of work and a lot of time and something you ought to be interested in.
Hey, Laura.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're real casual about the history of all the sexual abuse you've been through, but that's really going to screw up your sexual antenna. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's going to bend it. And it's going to be hard to have orgasms anyway at 22.
Yeah,
but
go ahead. Sorry.
But going through what you've went through is going to make it almost impossible. And it's going to give you trouble with relationships and everything else. So why don't you focus on that for a little while and then get to the orgasm stuff.
Okay. There you go.
Derry. Well,
thank you.
All right. I don't know. What do you want to do? Some kind of cream to rub on yourself?
No.
Look, you got to do therapy.
Right.
Especially if you've been sexually abused that way.
Yep.
Yeah. As a young person.
By the way, we had to pry that one out of her.
She really didn't want to say, and it's not that she was young. She was 13. I mean,
No. Then she had a child, too. The rape was at 13. Then she had a childhood sexual abuse, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is what happens.
Well, here's the thing, too. I think people think if they can make something casual to other people, it'll be casual to them, too. Like, if you can just sort of, I'm past it now.
Well, they're convincing you and themselves. But more than that, if they're not in immediate pain, now. They're not experienced pain now. They're past.
Right.
As opposed to realizing the reason they've sort of, the way they've managed that pain is by pushing it away and changing how their brain works and needs to be undone.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, speaking of childhood sexual abuse, Nicole's step godfather, I should say, is Michael Jackson. Innocent? Yeah. Did he do any of this stuff?
I don't believe he did, no.
Did you used to go over to Neverland and hang out and ride the rides and everything?
I did, yeah.
Oh, sweet. Okay. That is nice. Like when you're 5 years old and all throughout your life?
I really stopped going there when I was like...
yeah.
I'm sorry, I have the flu. I really stopped going there when I was like 13 or 14 just because I was in school and just doing my own thing.
Grew boobs. He threw around.
Got weird for her.
No, but for the girls, for the gals, it's okay. I mean, I think you could do it. But did you, and I know you don't want to say anything bad about the guy, but, and who knows what happened, but it always seems like he seems focused on the young boys and not as focused on the young girls.
I mean, I don't know because I'm not a young boy, but I do know that if I ever called him and had him call me back, he would call me back in 2 seconds. I really don't think that it has to do with boys or girls. I think it's just kids. He just likes being around kids.
Mm-hmm. And so you spent a lot of time there when you were younger, but then as you got older, you got out of there. Why?
I mean, I didn't get out of there. I was just doing my own thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was, you know, you're 13. It's like I was over Michael Jackson.
And you want to be cool too. You don't want to be riding a Ferris wheel, licking a snow cone.
That's what I'm saying. I was very just caught up in my whole like pager, cell phone, high school type of thing.
Yeah, yeah. You're into Nirvana anyway. You're not into Michael Jackson.
Exactly.
All right. Big time. Trevor.
Hey, what's up, guys?
You're 18. What's up?
Yeah. Can I ask you a question? First of all, I didn't know Nicole Richie was going to be on the phone. Can I ask a personal question? Have you ever slumped in your life?
What's slumped?
Get down from, you know, from the rich folks to
slumped. Slump is when you, like, hunch over, dear.
Slump. Yeah, when you call people
have
dear,
I ever
you've slum?
Never slumped.
Well, she's here. You got to figure this is slumming.
But, you know, they're all rich.
I mean, I was on the, you know, I was in Arkansas for a month.
Yeah, let me say something. Let me cut Trevor off over here. Look, here's the whole thing. I was poor for a long time. It sucked. Now I'm not poor. It's better. I don't need to go back to being poor so I can keep it real every 6 months. Being poor should be like a crappy school that you want to graduate from as soon as possible. And this whole thing of like, oh, yeah, well, you've never been poor, so you should go back and be... Well, I don't know what it's like to live with polio. Should I infect myself?
Right.
Should I cut
That's
a
right.
leg off so I know what it's like?
Right.
Screw knowing what it's like.
This is what I say to people that when you try to relate to people that have addiction, this sort of thing. You've never had it. You don't know. Okay, by follow that logic, therefore, only cancer survivors should be cancer doctors. And just
right.
the specific cancer
yeah,
that you have.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I can treat.
Yeah. Listen, her dad wrote 300 number one songs. She's had a good life. But I'm sure you've been... Well, see, it's all relative.
Well, also, you know, I want to say this, is that it's... And I'm not, you know, pointing my finger at you, Trevor, but it's like people that don't really know, and then they try and bring me down, like, oh, well, you've never lived like this. The point of doing the simple life was to show that it's not the material things, it's not the money that makes you happy. I mean, I've had difficult times in my life as well, and I think that it's the people that kind of judge me. I think that they're more superficial than I am, because I understand that everybody goes through things in their life. It doesn't matter how much money you have.
Trevor?
I don't want to complain. I don't care. I'm just
he
asking.
He doesn't want to complain.
Trevor jack off and he cussed. Can we cut him off?
Oh, he cussed. Trevor tried to slump one time when he was trying to blow himself in high school. But his mom
Slumpy.
Opened the door and he hit his head on the...
Trevor's new name is Slumps.
Slumps. Slumped.
Slumpy balls.
Slumpy balls. I like that. Trevor Slumpy balls. All right, we cut Trevor off because he used the F and or S word.
No,
he's being
the
rude
F word.
To our guest.
F word.
Yes. All right. Here we have another question for Nicole. John?
Yes?
You're 26?
Correct.
What's up?
How you doing, Adam? Long time listener, first time caller.
Great.
Great guy. I have a question for Nicole.
Yes, gorgeous.
Okay, I would say, like, what did you learn from being on the show?
I'm sorry?
What did you learn, in your words, from being on the show, The Simple Life?
For me personally, I really learned a lot about family values and morals. My parents are divorced, and I did not grow up in a family that ate breakfast, lunch, and dinner together and told each other the truth all the time. And I really respect the way that they live. And that, for me, was the biggest lesson. It was a much bigger lesson than any job that I worked out there.
Did you go to college?
Yes, I did.
Where'd you go?
I went to University of Arizona.
What?
Did we show up down there when you were in school there?
I don't think so.
That's about when we were going down there a couple
what
times.
What years did you go? What year did you go?
We went a couple of years, maybe 4 years ago, and then again three. 5 years ago
or something
maybe, like that.
Maybe I was there.
Yeah, listen, she was making the scene. Yeah, she wasn't spending Friday night listening. She'd be telling about stories of cramping and tins. She
that's
was out on a Friday night having a good time.
Filling your ass up with jacuzzi water. Either.
Why'd you ask if I went to college?
I'm just curious. At college, sort of everyone's just a college student.
Uh-huh.
And I imagine you were just another college student.
I was just a college student.
Yeah, with a private jet.
What would you say you learned from the working man, Nicole?
From the working?
Yeah,
from the working stiff. What'd you learn?
I just learned that it's really hard, which is definitely what I expected. Yeah, it really sucked. It really did.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I have a lot of respect for people that do that. It's much harder than anything that I could do. I couldn't do it, I'll tell you that.
They're farmers on the show?
They're farmers. They're people that work at fast food restaurants, gas stations, veterinarians.
Dream jobs for you.
Veterinarian I could handle.
It's brutal.
Stuff you aspire to one time.
You ever had any good, crampy jobs?
Really?
In real life.
Yeah. Oh, no.
No, good. No. Don't bother. Okay. Like here's the whole thing about all that stuff. Like I worked at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. You can imagine what it's like working at McDonald's.
I worked at Sonic,
You worked that is a good crappy job.
Yeah.
You worked at the burger joint over
Not really. Are you asking
that was the simple
thing. In the show during that month, or in my life?
I mean in your life.
No.
Yeah. But you've done it in the show, so it's
been
okay.
Yeah, I did it in the show.
Point is it sucks. Why bother doing
it?
Don't challenge yourself.
Totally.
You got your own entrance. Mm-hmm. That's the point. And the cow's got its own entrance, too.
That's an exit.
I wouldn't put my hand... an exit. I wouldn't put my hand up a cow's ass.
You would or wouldn't?
I would know. I would not want to.
For fear of what the cow might do, yeah.
Not just...
You would like it. It's warm.
Yeah, Drew could piss on me. It'd be warm.
He likes that.
That's what I'm saying. Did it come out a different way?
No, I just wanted to make a point.
All right. Nicole Richie is here tonight from The Simple Life on Fox Tuesday nights, 8:30. We'll take ourselves a quick break, and we'll be right back. Hey, yo, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Nicole Richie is here tonight from The Simple Life. Fox, Tuesday nights, 8:30. Nicole was just saying during the break she heard sex didn't get good until you were 60.
That's what my figure skating coach told me.
Oh, you're a figure skater too.
Good for you. Yeah, but not for the fellas.
No, guys starts dropping off about 20.
Yeah, let's just say you drew a chart, Drew. Let's just say.
Guys, it's purely the intensity of the physical experience. Purely.
Yeah.
Right? There's really nothing else on the scale.
All right. So it goes something like this, and you know, maybe hits its zenith, and then it sort of does this. You're like, come on, let go of my pen here.
At 20?
You're like 35. It's just then all of a sudden, it's just free fall.
Let me ask you guys a question.
Well, hold on a second. Then it actually curls in on itself. That's when you tuck your junk between your legs, and you nail yourself in the ass.
Ew. So after,
but you're about 37
Ask
here,
us something. What?
About 37 at cave.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. Is it true, one of my guy friends told me, mm-hmm. that once you start dating a girl, as soon as you have sex with her, right after, you become 50% less attractive?
The girl does?
Yeah.
No. Not
depends on the situation.
Is she just brutal afterwards?
No. She doesn't become 50% less attractive the day after you have sex with her. It's a year after the first time you had sex with her, or 6 months. You mean there's a stock?
It depends on what you're
in there.
If you were really into that person to begin with, that will stay.
No, if you're in love or really into the person, it can be glorious and it can up things, depending on how the experience went.
I heard a whole dinner conversation with these, like, young guys. I mean, these guys were like 18 to 22.
They're just getting laid.
They're retards.
They're assholes, and they're just getting laid.
Yeah.
They don't really care who they're. No, they are. They're big assholes. They're big idiots. But they don't really care. They're just
Whatever. Listen, I don't take this the wrong way.
No, I was just at dinner with friends, and I don't trust these guys.
Okay, here's what it is. Yeah, these guys are a-holes, and no. Now, it is true that at a certain point in the relationship, it sort of slides into a different kind of thing.
If a guy is just trying to get laid and has now done that, the attractiveness of the partner could drop off 90%.
If that's his only motive.
That could drop off 90%.
Well, that could happen with a girl also. That's not my question. I'm just saying, like, a guy, let's say he's really, really into a girl, and then he sleeps with her.
No.
Okay.
No. Unless she's got a smelly hoo-ha. You know what I'm saying? If the crusty box. Yeah, if there's some crust on the box, that can be a deal breaker.
Vomit, please.
But I'll be back. You know, that's how I am. I'll be back. Because, you know what? I'll give them a pass. Maybe they ate Thai or Mexican. Maybe they didn't.
I really don't believe there's any excuse for that.
No?
And I'm saying this as a girl. There is no excuse.
For the crusty box?
For the crusty box.
What if you just took a spinning class or something?
Then
I
don't
you
go over
time?
The guy's house. Go take a shower. Take care of yourself.
Okay. All right. And you clean down there, right?
Yeah. Just respect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's a matter of self-respect, in my opinion.
Right. Use the big rubber glove with the loofah handle.
Exactly. I take the same glove that I use to preg test the cow and wash the box with it.
Sweet. wash the box. Let me say this. Wouldn't be a bad thing. You know, they got these, and I'm sure you got this at your house. You live in a nice house. They have the showers that have just more than... here's how you can judge how you're doing in life.
How much shower heads?
How much water hits you when you get in the shower?
Right, that's right.
When you live in some crappy apartment, Van Nuys, you got the shower head, you got the water saver. It's like a dwarf.
I've heard that it was the hard water. What is hard water?
No, not hard water.
Just water.
This is the state issued water saver shower head. It's like a dwarf's pissing on you. It's just like some drunken dwarf is standing on the edge of the shower taking a leak on you. So it's like nothing. But when you get a few bucks, you get better shower head. But if you got real bucks,
waterfall,
like Nicole over here, you get it coming from all sides.
Yeah.
You get the whole thing. You get the cascade from the left, from the right, from the top. What about a little action from the bottom?
Well, they have bidets for that.
I know, but why bother hitting the bidet when you're in the shower already? How about a little upward shot? Yeah,
that's actually a good idea.
You can dial it in, pow, right in the box.
That's the point of the removable shower.
Why should a important
celebrity... He doesn't want to do it manually.
He doesn't want to move his hands.
He doesn't want to move his hands.
Yeah, here's all I'm saying. Once you get it, and I could use one for the backside of the box, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, could you?
Oh, yeah. Once you get those things going the right direction... You got a couple ones in there.
So it goes up from the bottom and then the lower half of the side
to get the crack.
Adam, you'd have to go to like one of those veterinary places and see what they use to hose the,
animals. I need to be dunked. Yeah. Let's face it. But here's what I'm saying. You get hit. You got the shower coming down on top of your head. You want to clean the crack or the sack or the trunk or the junk or the box or the... off. You got to, it's coming down your head. You got to do that like weird hand scoop thing and like scoop it up. Yeah. You're giving yourself a mild enema. You know what I mean? Just scooping. Wouldn't it be nice just to have something shooting up from the, you know, 45 degrees?
But that might be uncomfortable. It's like something shooting up your
box. Control.
Well, I'm not talking about
And then there's
PSI
girls like that won't get an orgasm because they'll just stand in their shower and get water shoved up their box all day.
Yeah.
I wouldn't leave my shower.
No, you wouldn't. Oh.
And that's a bad thing?
That's a bad thing, yeah. Look how clean you'd be. You'd never leave. I'm just saying you get your box and your lunch, too.
Another one of your genius ideas.
I'm just saying shoot it up. Yeah. Let's have it going up. I don't mean directly underneath. It's just an angle.
And then you should have a button that someone comes and licks it after you're done.
Your box?
Be like, test it out, dear.
Yeah. Sampler. Yeah. You have some...
And feeds you pizza. You eat the pizza and they lick the box.
This is Ooh. Why we need to get together.
Oh, my.
We should invent it.
You guys should be married.
We should invent it.
Yeah. I'll just stay home thinking of new ways to clean the box all day.
And then call me.
Yeah. And we get some hermaphrodite.
Is like, this what the simple life is about? Is this what you guys talk about?
Yeah.
A servant.
Clean the cow's box.
Hermaphrodite servant. You know, no sexuality.
It has to be a eunuch.
Yeah. And then just taste the box. And we'll get a food taster, too, just in case. All right. Rose, I need my own entrance.
Okay.
Russ, you're 55.
Yes.
What's happening, baby doll?
Well, I just got married to this guy from Colorado, a little town in Colorado, mm-hmm. and he cross-dresses. And
that's so hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love it.
Oh, you like that?
I like that.
And he makes videotapes.
Of the two of you?
No. We had domestic violence, and we were in jail. And while he was in jail, he met this whore from Denver.
Whore from Denver.
And made a videotape with her.
In the joint or
yeah.
when he got out?
Yeah.
Did he go in as a female or as a male?
Oh, he had a slip on.
All right, hold on a second. Rose, you need to turn your radio down.
Oh, I don't have a radio on. I have a TV. Let me turn it off. Okay.
Hold on a second. First off, how effing retarded do you have to be? How loud does your goddamn TV have to be when you're on a national radio show? Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Like, you've got to be able to hear it while you're talking.
Oh,
right? She's watching
God,
something.
We have the stupidest callers on the planet.
Oh,
she's dumb. Rose.
I guess you haven't had any calls from Akron, Colorado, or you'd have stupider people.
Is that your husband you're talking about? Your violent, violent cross-dressing, no-count husband.
Well,
I don't know if he's a pervert, homosexual.
No, well, you know that he met a woman who's actually a prostitute?
Yeah, a whore.
While in jail and made some films with her?
Right, made a video.
Okay, but let's ask a couple of quick questions.
Mm-hmm.
How does he get to meet the female population of the prison?
Because we were just in holding cells.
You were there too?
Yeah, I was there too.
What did you guys do to each other?
Domestic violence.
What did you do?
Just people, it's fine.
He broke windows of a car, and I went in and saw him and shook him.
She shook him with a tire iron.
A baseball bat.
No! Yeah.
All right, so listen,
no.
Rose, still, mm-hmm. they put everyone in a holding tank and they don't break you up into sexes?
We weren't in the same holding tank, but it's just a little hick town.
All right, well, you weren't in the same holding tank, but he was with the chicks and you...
Right.
How did he get a video camera in the holding cell?
He didn't have the video camera. The officers had the video camera.
The officers...
Not together.
Yeah.
Right.
No.
Took
no.
your husband, who cross-dressed with a whore.
You don't believe it.
No, we don't.
I swear it. It's true.
Well,
but...
first off, you're borderline retarded and insane. So whatever you swear on doesn't mean anything.
Well, I wasn't going to swear.
All right, but here's the point.
And I'm not borderline and retarded.
All right, then you're fully retarded. You're actually... in the middle of retardville.
No.
Now listen to me.
I ain't retarded and I ain't retarded.
Okay.
Rosie.
Okay, now listen. What do you guys do for money?
What we do for money?
Hold on a second. Always a bad sign.
When they answer your question with the same question.
Now, the only thing worse than what do we do for money is...
Right now.
Right now. Okay, I predict multiple jobs.
He works on his mother's ranch.
Works on his mother's ranch.
Yeah, he's a little mama's boy, too.
All right. And her ranch is euphemism
for vagina.
Does
he preg test the cows?
Box.
What?
Yeah.
Does he cross-dress while on the ranch?
Yeah.
Is his mom okay with that?
She don't know it. What'd you say about the cows?
Why did you marry this guy?
Because I didn't know it then.
You didn't know anything about the abuse,
no,
the cross-dressing?
We met on the computer.
Rose, do you have some disability or something?
Why?
Do you have some disability or something?
I'm on disability.
For what?
I have a few problems, an aneurysm.
That doesn't put you on disability. Why are you on disability?
That's why I'm on disability.
What kind of aneurysm?
Aortic.
Thoracic, abdominal. Which?
You're right, aortic abdominal aneurysm.
That does not put you on disability.
My kidney stopped and I had stents, but I didn't call about my medicine.
So you had an aortic replacement and you went into kidney failure. Are you on dialysis now?
No.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
My only question is...
Don't they need her back at NASA? Well, we got a launch
coming up
in a few months.
What's the point?
JPL's been looking for
Rose, listen to me. I want you to get a divorce from this guy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why? He just wants... You know why?
Why?
Because he's an abusive, alcoholic cross-dresser mama's boy.
I never said he was abusive. How'd you know that? Because
he's just
is.
Said domestic violence.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So that would be categorized as abusive.
Right. Give me a go-no-go for lunch.
Do you have no head injuries or anything like that, Rose, in your past?
No.
Nothing like
that. No. But what happened? Were you abused as a child?
Not that I know of.
Really?
Yeah. What did you do for a living before your aortic replacement?
I was a supervisor for a bank.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
A piggy bank or a full-size bank? I'm picturing a small
bank. No, a big bank. One of the major ones, yes.
Wow.
I have a brain, except when it comes to love, I think, with
all
my
right.
heart, and I'm an asshole.
All right, but look, Rose, I'm feeling bad now. We don't want to beat you up anymore, but here's the thing.
Oh, you're not getting me
upset. Listen, you're a capable person.
Mm-hmm.
You managed a big bank.
Right.
There's no reason you should be with this guy. And,
right.
and by the way, mm-hmm. being without somebody's, and here's something that all you ladies need to hear. I think guys know it pretty good, but women don't know it. Is better to be alone than to be with an abusive, alcoholic, cross-dressing mama's boy. It really is. Just better to be on your own.
Yeah.
And I think the thought is well, I don't want to be on my own because maybe no one else will have me.
Right.
Well, if no one else this bad has you, then so be it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
All right, so, Rose, you're better than this.
Yes.
You just find a normal guy who can appreciate you.
Yeah.
That's it.
Just move on.
And listen, the guy's like 10 years younger, too. That's when step up. Get a nice 65-year-old guy.
You get an older guy.
Heavy smoker.
Yeah.
Kicks off in 2.5 years.
Won't have that will to live anymore. Won't be going at you with a baseball bat, your car windows.
Fine.
No,
fine.
For the 46-year-old, the car is still a emblematic of Rose.
Right.
He's beating the crap out of the car.
Yeah.
It were.
Yeah, this guy just seems like very, very defective, to say the least. All right, we're going to take ourselves a little break. Nicole Richie's here from The Simple Life, Fox, Tuesday nights, 8:30. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Nicole Richie's here tonight.
What's up, guys?
Nicole is one of the stars, along with Paris Hilton, of The Simple Life, which is on Fox Tuesday nights. You can check that out tomorrow night, find out what all the buzz is about. Did amazing ratings last week, and and two shows. Both did great ratings. So what's next for you, besides promoting this?
Well, right now I'm actually in the middle of shooting on the Eve show. I'm guest starring on it, so I was there all day today. I'll be there all day tomorrow. And then I'm going to start recording an album like in January after the new year.
Mm-hmm. Piano, violin, and cello, she was telling Drew she plays, as well as singing.
Yep.
If you can play the violin pretty good, does it help you with the cello and vice versa?
They're actually kind of different. I mean, I can't play guitar at all. Cannot play guitar to save my life.
Oh, really?
Cannot play it.
All right, but it's once, no one plays uses the bow to play the guitar, except for...
But they're string
instruments. Robert Plant, or who plays it for Page?
Robert Page?
Yeah, you know, when he's doing a guitar solo for Led Zeppelin, Drew.
Wow.
Get hip, gets the bow out.
Jimi Hendrix played with his teeth.
Yeah, Hendrix played with his teeth. I didn't know Anderson yelled to Hendrix, but he didn't play with his...
Jimmy Page.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, what did I say, Robert Page?
Yeah, we both were.
No. Drew, you're no help.
Yeah.
All right, where are we? Going back to the phones. Speak to Heather, who's 22. Heather?
Hi.
Hi, Heather.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Great, I went to the U of A.
You did?
Yeah.
What year did you go there?
Yeah. I graduated in 2002.
Wait, so we were in the same year?
Yeah, well, I was in theater. I don't know. Like, what was your major?
I was a dance major and an English major. I was a double major.
Oh, cool.
But, I mean, did I hang out with you ever?
No, I don't think so. Like, but I hung out with a girl. Well, she was, but I don't know.
Heather,
like,
pull over. Your phone's cutting in and out. You got to pull over.
Oh, okay. All right.
Pick a cell.
All right. So go ahead.
Anyways, so, yeah, okay, I have this question for you guys. Okay, I'm 23, and I'm dating this guy, and he's about 40. He's almost 40.
That's really hot.
Yeah.
No, this is the thing. We don't ever have sex.
Ooh,
that's not good.
Why not?
Like, okay, 4 times this year. I kept track.
Since when? What,
this year.
The 2 weeks ago this year, or what?
No,
this
from year. January.
Since January.
This year.
I understand. I'm just...
4 times this year.
In 2003.
You know what's so weird is I have friends that have these older boyfriends, and they don't have sex. Let me ask you a question. Are you hot? Be honest.
Well, I mean, I'm like...
Hold on a second. I love that. Are you hot? Be honest.
No, I mean, you know, it's no one knows it's her, so I'm just saying, like, I'm asking this for a reason, so just be honest. Are you hot?
Yeah.
Not to be, like, snobby or anything, but I think I look pretty good.
Okay. I mean, I'm just saying that there's some...
If I were a guy, I would do me.
That just kind of, like... just kind of use girls as their kind of handbags, almost. You know, just kind of like arm candy.
Mm-hmm.
Is he a businessman?
Well, friends, but like, I don't know.
I'm just saying, like, I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just saying, like, I know friends that go out with older men, and it's really not about them having sex with you. It's about them showing you off and saying, look at this young, hot tail that I've got with me.
Well, it's an interesting point because 80% of a lot of guys going out with women is how people perceive them. It really is, sadly. Not who they marry, but who they go out with, and oftentimes who they marry. Somebody said to me, hang on a second, Heather. Somebody said at work the other day, if you landed on some planet where nailing big fat chicks was considered the pinnacle, how long would it take you to make the transition?
They would do it.
And that's like, I was like, yeah, 6 months. You know what I mean? I mean, here's the deal. All I'm saying is you're on some planet and everything shifted completely.
I understand.
All of a sudden, the Claudia Schiffers of the world are just the sea hags, you know? Now, you'd hit it with a certain amount of momentum. Drew, a man of exquisite passion like yourself, would mow over several hundred dozen of the Claudia Schiffer. You work your way all the way through, like, the Victoria's Secrets catalog. But meanwhile, guys are ridiculing you. Like, oh, my, Drew, what are you doing? You're a doctor. You don't need to be with that.
I mean, it's weird. If this 40-year-old man was secure with himself and he would be dating a woman his age, be having healthy sex with her, I think that maybe he's very, very insecure with himself. I don't know what he does for a living.
Yeah.
And he's probably not that good in bed. And he doesn't want, you know, he's not secure with himself to have a healthy relationship with you. He just wants to show you off and say, look who I am and look what I've got.
To me, I think that's so bizarre. I almost wonder if he's a beard.
Ooh,
she's a beard.
You mean gay.
Yeah.
Heather.
Yeah.
Yeah?
You think he may be gay?
No, you know what? I was wondering that. Like, I talked to my sister. She's, like, my best friend. And she's like, well, maybe he's gay or maybe he, like, cheats on you. But he doesn't.
Right. Well, those are the options.
Shut up, Drew.
You see this thing, other girl,
not
multiple.
Cheating.
Other,
yeah. No.
Yes.
Multiple,
no.
Not cheating, but seeing other people.
Seeing 30 people. Look,
yeah.
If he's cheating, if he's a horny guy, he's banging the bejesus out of his 22-year-old he's got at home.
That's
and nailing a secretary. He's not
I actually don't think he's cheating. I actually think that he might be gay.
Yeah,
gay
Drew doesn't
gay
know
fits.
Anything.
And you know what? Okay, this is the thing. Like, he's not really that good either, but I wouldn't tell him that, and I would never,
he's
like...
Not, he's probably not into it.
Look, what's in it for you?
Well, okay, so I live with him, and, like, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I was just going to say that.
What does
he has
do?
Money, and you get to live with him.
Does he have a good life? What's he do for a living?
Well, we have, like, a boat, and he's a district manager of, like, this company, you know, and...
Okay.
Heather, biggest mistake of your life is to stay with somebody because it's comfortable and because you have a home and a boat. Because you are not going to be happy. You're just not.
Plus, you live in Palm Springs. Where do you launch a boat?
Oh, we have it at Dana Point.
Oh, okay.
So you have another house
there.
All
right. He's got a place at Dana Point.
Adam will take him on.
I'll blow him 3 times a year to get a boat in that place.
I promise you, you are not going to be happy. And right now, you're 22. You're young. You're hot, supposedly. Now is the time to go and get a real man that's going to lick the box.
Yeah.
And that you're going to be happy with.
That's
Don't
right.
waste your time. I promise you. There's a lot, you know, there are a lot of rich straight men, actually, that you can go after. Move to L.A.
Yeah. Yeah. You're hot, allegedly. In theory, you're a good 7.5. Then move down and get the box. Like, okay, but here's the thing, too. Here's the thing. He's got a boat. You're living with him. you can have a conversation before you break it off. You can have a conversation with him and say,
"What is
look,
up?
What is going on?" I mean,
don't take any of this. Well, look, that is abnormal.
It is
abnormal.
But no, but he could be depressed about something.
Could be on depression medicine.
His ex-wife committed suicide
right.
or
That's
something.
Right. Could be on depression medicine. Could be diabetic or something. But the point is, though, don't take this. Well, you know, older guy. No, it's BS.
It's a lot of baggage for a 22-year-old, though. It's like regardless of the reason, I just really think that you should get out of it, and I think you're staying in it for the wrong reasons.
Let me tell you something about Dr. Drew, Nicole. He's a man in his early 40s and is exquisitely passionate. You know, he's got a motor.
Jesus.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he could do you right.
You're scaring her now.
No, I'm just, you know, I'm just, that's why he's
then
frustrated.
Why is he sitting all the way over there by you? No,
he's scared of what he's passionate. He could release
he didn't say which direction I go,
you.
Particularly.
I mean, do you guys get what I'm saying? I really think that she's in this relationship because it's comfortable, and that's not the right reason to be in a relationship, especially when you're 22, and now is the time. Go out there and grab somebody.
Right. Find
while you're still
guy.
Hot.
You maybe get a
while
bigger
you're
boat.
Still hot.
While you're still hot. Because at 24, the wheels come off the wagon, your skin hangs on you like a boiled chicken. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Nicole Richie is our guest tonight. From The Simple Life.
What's up?
Tuesday nights, 8:30 on Fox. And so where does Paris live? Does she live in L.A.?
Yeah, she lives in L.A. She lives with her sister.
And you guys hang out. And really, didn't... See, here's what I'd have an ass full of whoever I had to do this with for a month.
Oh, my God.
We wouldn't be
I just imagine
out.
You, yeah, you hang with anybody for like a week.
Oh,
all the time, but all the time, you know what I mean? You need to be
didn't
away.
But it's not really like we're new friends. We're like sisters. I mean, we have known each other for so long, and we've spent that amount of time together
before doing other things.
You know what I mean?
Didn't she grow up in New York?
She did, but she didn't move there until we were about 14.
Oh, she grew up in New York, but she didn't move there until.
Well, that's
she was
growing
14.
Up. You're still growing up at 14, 13, 14.
So she finished growing up in New York.
She lived in L.A.
She lived in L.A.
from 0 to 14.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or 13.
And then went to New York.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. All right. So you had all that, and then I'm sure you guys traveled quite a bit, went back and forth.
Yeah.
Tell us the most decadent story. Now, here's what I'm saying. Don't brag. But what I'm saying is tell us a good story about being 17 and you in Paris, being in Istanbul, eating grapes off a virgin or something. You know what I mean? Anything good? Any sheiks? Any princess? Any royalty? That kind of stuff. Yachts. Give me a good yacht. Give me one good yacht story.
You know, I really hate going on yachts. I don't like.
How about a plane story?
No, I want a yacht story. You don't like yachts, but you've been on them.
I really don't.
I don't know if I don't like yachts, Drew. Isn't that sad?
Yeah.
To be honest with you, my favorite place going is Switzerland, which is so random. It's so random, but I love it.
Why? What's random about it? It sounds
like
a nice place.
It's just like just so many people would say like Paris or,
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Which part is it? The French or the German or what part of Switzerland?
German. There's a little town called Herisau, Switzerland that I used to go up every year, and I would train up there. But
train for?
Skating.
Ice skating.
But we would spend the weekends.
What level did you get? My daughter's not skating.
Oh, she's really? Where is she skating?
Pre at Pickwick.
Oh, really? Yeah. I skated in Culver.
How far did you get in the hole?
Weebelo.
I was nationally competing.
Wow.
Yeah.
What do they call it? What are the women's levels?
Senior level.
Because there's 100 levels in skating. It's crazy.
Right.
Actually, at the end, started getting into ice dancing, but then I just stopped after that.
So
all right.
You went to Switzerland to train.
Right, but we would spend the weekends in Zurich, and it was just so beautiful. I loved it there.
Did you skate outdoors, or was it all indoors?
It was indoors. The only outdoor rinks have been in Idaho, Sun Valley, Idaho, and Lake Arrowhead, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Just the sun gets in your eyes. And it's a little brutal at times.
Sure. Wow. All right. So Switzerland. No good yacht stories.
No.
So you're doing triple jumps and.
I didn't have all my triples, but I did have
double toes and triple sows and all that stuff.
It was hot.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then, Drew, don't get your daughter all crazy with the skating. She's going to get an eating disorder. And what? And
you
what,
stay
what you
skinny
wanna...
skating. There's really no. It's, yeah, it's not to. Really like a model up. Thing.
Yeah, you got to throw up all the time. You got to screw her up, Drew. Just leave her alone with it. And your crazy wife's going to go nutty with the skating thing. Tell her to relax.
Allow your daughter to do what she wants to do. And I think that if you don't push her, then she'll want to do it. I mean, I know that my parents never pushed me to do anything, and they put me in the piano and the acting and the singing, and I just happened to love it. So I just continue to do it. And then I got to an age, you know, where I was 18 and I was good at all this stuff, and my parents were like, okay, well, you're going to have to decide what you want to do. But at least I had all of that background to kind of fall back on. And
that's not
take
stuff
some
you
time.
Can start at 16.
Yeah, it's like you can't start it. It's better to just do it when you're young, and if she likes it, she likes it. If she doesn't, then she won't do it.
All right. So no good yacht stories.
No.
Private jet stories. What about royalty stories? Any like, chic guys, you know, heir princes, that kind of stuff.
I mean, I've met, like, Prince Charles.
Prince Charles, really?
Yeah. Is that exciting?
Yeah, I guess. It's better,
I haven't met,
better
like,
than most.
My mom's friends with some of those, like, Saudi Arabian. I mean, I don't know. There's so many out there, though, so I don't really know.
Yeah, they're all the same guy. And Prince Charles, how was he?
He was hot.
Really? He was hot? Really hot?
Yeah.
He's got a certain way about him, right?
He does. A presence. I mean, he's royalty, you know?
Right. All right. Did you go on his yacht?
Will you stop with the yacht?
No yachts.
No,
right.
I didn't go on
you don't
the,
like
on
yachts.
The yacht.
All right. I'm a yacht guy, bro.
I didn't know guy. That. I've
if I ever go on a yacht, I will call you from there at 10 o'clock.
At the yacht? Okay.
And I will call you.
Call us going. Hey, I had a decision to make when I was 18. I could go with the decorative popcorn tin or I go with the yacht. I want popcorn tin, and I
stand
by that.
Well, because the tin you can use over and over so you can crap in it.
Evidently.
Can you bring the tin on the yacht with you?
Ah, you took it everywhere, to be fair.
Travel with it. It's my huggy tin. Jacob?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yeah, I got Germany or Florida for you.
Germany or Florida?
Yeah.
Here's how the game goes. All bizarre news comes out of either Germany or Florida. He tells the story. We decide, Germany or Florida. Play the theme song, Anderson.
Germany or Florida?
Oh, that's Tori Amos.
Is that Tori Amos?
Yeah, doing it
I
in
love
the ebony
her.
Or ivory. Yeah, we have a celebrity theme song here. Jacob? Oh, wait a minute. Put him on hold.
Germany or Florida?
Oh, that's Pink. Jacob?
Jesus.
Yeah.
All right, so what is it? Give us a story.
All right, first of all, I got to say that you got to use your theme song, man, because I think that one's the best, undoubtedly.
My theme song?
The original one.
The one that you sang?
The original, okay. All right, Jacob, thanks.
All right.
Whatever.
Okay. All right, a 31-year-old man checked himself into a hospital because he had been experiencing severe stomach cramps and he hadn't been able to feciate for over 2 weeks. All right, so
feciate,
after...
that's...
I was just going to say, what's feciate?
That's what I
defecate,
did in the,
I'm
that's
assuming.
What I did in a popcorn tin?
Yeah, it was...
All right.
Crap.
After several x-rays, the doctor found that at a party 2 weeks previous, he had somehow ingested a condom filled with alcohol. So the doctors had to surgically go in and cut a hole in the condom so it would let the alcohol leak out, and then the condom passed through the rectum 2 days later.
All right, hold on a second. Let's talk here. First off, wouldn't a condom be disintegrated by your stomach acid eventually? In a couple of weeks.
I'm thinking the condom didn't go down from above.
Oh, rectal.
Somebody
rectal.
Put it in.
Oh, condom full of alcohol. Oh, yeah. Shoved up the... because he said it was in the stomach.
He had abdominal pain.
But wouldn't
abdominal
it still pain. Come out because, you know, when you go in jail and those drug addicts, they shove drugs up their
body
ass
packers,
with the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you do... You can...
But there are... It's out, not uncommon for those guys to need to have surgery.
You got to leave a tampon straight.
So this guy's...
I learned the hard way.
This guy's...
This
is some weird distortion of a body packing story.
Okay.
And they need to do operations on those. I remember when I was at County USC in the... early 80s, we were the first cases were starting to come across the board, and we were like, what is, you know, we'd see these x-rays of these little packages, and we're like, what the F is going on?
Guys swallowing condoms filled with heroin.
Yeah.
That kind of
that's
body
really
packing.
Hot.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, Germany or Florida?
So it sounds like it's a smuggling thing. It sounds like Florida.
Florida.
Yeah.
We're going Florida. Yeah?
Florida.
All right. Let's see. Jacob?
Yeah.
Germany or Florida?
Germany.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it actually he actually did it while during Oktoberfest. Mm,
so, Drew, it's not a smuggling thing.
So what was he trying to do?
I guess just to get giggles. I don't know.
It's not funny. Was he laughing? I don't think so.
I don't know.
Listen, you can't decide what's funny. For you, it could be, I don't know, You could like a good movie. For this guy, could be packing booze-filled condoms up his rear end.
Who's the judge?
That's right.
It's all,
that's right.
It's all
you
good.
Got your Chris Rock. He's got his condoms filled with
schnapps. So there you go.
Up the
there
ass. You go. Yeah. All right. So we lost.
Yeah, lost one.
It's been a while. Wes?
Yeah.
You're 14?
Yeah.
What's up?
Wessie.
Drew sneezing.
My dad told me that smoking weed made like your nipples bigger.
Not just your nipples, it makes your breasts enlarge, particularly around your age. Men, not women so much, men. It'll
like
give you...
Boy, breasts.
You're smoking pot every day. I can hear it in your voice.
Sort of. For the last week, I've been hitting it pretty hard.
Well, it's affecting you, and it's obvious in how you're talking. But be that as it may, it's real common in your age group. So there can be a breast enlargement at your age anyway, because the... adrenal glands are putting out some hormones before the testes really take over. Mm-hmm. But marijuana makes that all worse.
And 2 days ago, I found, like, this little bump under my nipple.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like...
That's what we're talking about.
Hey, Wes.
Yeah.
Listen to me. First off, guys named Wes are always idiots. So you got to watch out for that.
All right.
You got to battle against that Wes thing. All right?
The pot's going to be
now you got the pot thing. You're really just going to
turn
yourself
into a
retard. Well,
he chose Wes. I'm sure his name is Wesley.
That's what I'm saying.
No, it's
bad
choice.
Weston.
Ooh, Weston's cool.
Yeah.
You should go by Weston.
Yeah, go by Weston.
Weston girls.
He's from Colorado, too. It sounds like a guy in a lambskin coat riding a horse.
Right. Yeah. Like the Marlboro Man, except for you got a hash pipe instead of
a
cigarette.
And a bong strapped to his waist.
All right, so Weston.
Yeah.
Listen to me. You're 14. You don't need to be getting high. That's for the big boys. Here's what it does. Okay, here's what people don't realize. The pot, whenever you start smoking it, and look, I've smoked my share of weed. I don't care. But here's the point. You start smoking at 13, and you start smoking solid till you're 23, and you'll just be 13 at 23.
You just stop.
Wherever it is.
That is actually true. It's a proven fact that you stop developing the day you start doing drugs.
Yes, that's true. And pot is one that's notorious for doing this. In fact, there's some evidence that it doesn't allow the growth of the frontal areas of the brain that are responsible for the growth and development after.
And then here's the thing. First off, you pull these moronic moves all the time where you just screw up and you forget about things. You don't get anything done. But you never chalk anything up to the weed.
Of course not.
It's always just, you know certain things that you get fixated on that, there's certain topics that you're into and you're a genius on, but you don't know anything else.
Right, and things never seem to be going right. You're never living your expectations. Nothing sticks.
You got a Teflon brain. Everything just skims by. You don't seem to remember anything. You don't know anything, but you'll never blame it on the weed.
Well, you know what's so funny is he doesn't want to hear this from you guys right now. And I promise you that he probably will not listen to you until it's too late.
I know.
I've been there. I know.
Yeah.
Where have you been? You've been to Switzerland on an ice skating scholarship. What do you know from pot smoking? You did some drugs, though, right?
I did dabble in a little drugs.
No more? You done?
I'm done.
Really?
Recovery?
I'm done. Recovery?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the one thing I think if you come from privilege, it's really hard to escape.
Oh, but I'll tell you, I could not be in more denial. Nothing. I was just, this isn't happening. Don't worry about it.
No big deal.
I didn't realize it until I was arrested, until I was thrown in jail, until I had to go there, and it wasn't until I got out and until I was like, even get better that I was like, oh, okay, well, maybe my life wasn't so good then. Once you're in it, you can't even see it.
You're lucky you surrendered, though, even then, because most people have to go to some sort of pace of terror before they're willing to surrender.
Arrested and thrown in jail.
It happens.
Wow. Were you driving or something? How'd you get arrested?
Yeah.
You're driving.
Yeah.
And so you got arrested. Basically, it's like a DUI, right?
No, I did have a DUI, but I didn't have a license, and I was driving, and I got pulled over for something else.
Right.
For something like a light. I don't know. Who cares?
Right.
But I got pulled over, and you know, I've got caught with possession.
Oh, so right.
Oh, how much? Now, what'd you have? Heroin?
I had heroin.
How much did you have? True. Let me ask a good question.
What's your sober date?
Well, get to the sobriety, you jack off. Just quiet down. How much did you have on you?
I didn't have it on me, actually, but it was a balloon.
Ah. Oh, it was like in the car somewhere?
It was in the car. It wasn't even my car, actually.
Did they search the car just because they thought you were high?
No, to be honest with you, I was lazy and didn't feel I was outside on the phone and I didn't feel like getting my ID out. I didn't have an ID. I had like a school ID.
Right.
And so I just asked the cop. So I was too lazy. I was like, just go in my car and get my ID.
You see what happens?
But I'm just telling you, I mean, honestly, right. To be honest with you, it's like I was actually going to rehab anyway, but I really do believe that if I didn't have these consequences to deal with after, I mean, I'm still dealing with them right now, I probably would have gotten out and said, okay, I'm better, let me just go back.
You wouldn't have surrendered. It wouldn't have broken through the denial.
Definitely, definitely. I mean, I have to sit there and, like, face these consequences every day, which, I mean, you know, it's so weird because I see these kids and I'm telling you, like, that was so me, that it will not happen, that it's all good, it's not a big deal. And I'm telling you, it just
so they
kicks
found,
your ass.
They found the balloon of heroin when they went in to go look for your ID that you commanded them to.
Go get your own ID. I didn't command. I was just lazy.
Imagine a cop going, can I see some ID? It's in the glove box.
No. I knew that I was going to get arrested because I didn't have a license.
I'm making a call
here. I was on PCH, so I was like, you know, do you mind if I go use my cell phone? And they're like, yeah, no problem.
Oh, I see. All right. PCH is not a drug, by the way. That's Pacific Coast Highway out here in Malibu. Sober date.
I don't like to talk about that.
All right. You got more in like a week, right?
Yeah. I got sober back in March.
Oh, okay. All right. That's good. You don't want to jinx it by saying the date. And
that's stressful.
Well, I just don't really like to get that much into it because...
It's up to you. But yeah. It's tough to have 2 months later head off to Arkansas.
It was very tough, and I'll tell you, it really tested.
Did they let you contact your sponsor? Were you going to meet?
I could contact my sponsor every day.
Her sponsor was Mr. Haney.
Yeah,
that's Arnold. Mr.
Ziffel
reference.
But I mean, if you think about it, it's Arkansas. I mean, I guess you know.
Yeah,
whatever.
Where
I mean,
store?
I agree. It's not
they got
very
drugs
easy.
Everywhere.
Yeah, they have
got
drugs
the hillbilly
everywhere,
heroin. Where do you think that's from, Drew?
Arkansas.
Yeah. So anyway, you finish. So you go to jail. How long do you go to jail?
I don't know, like an hour or something.
Jail, not prison.
Right. You just go to the tank and
well, I was facing prison. I mean, I think that this is important for me to say because, you know, it's like you guys think that this isn't going to happen to you. It happened to me in a matter of 6 months. I was arrested 3 times, put in jail. I had to have a friend bail me out. I've been to rehab twice. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like you never think that this is going to happen to you until it happens to you and then you're over it, and you may hopefully start to realize how dangerous this stuff is.
Yeah,
you know, it's like your life. You're going 100 miles an hour. Of course, you're not going to see everything. I don't necessarily think it's anybody's fault.
You were very tied up in being perfect. You had the ice skating and the music, and you're very.
And that caught me. I got really caught up in that too because I was really good at everything I did. So on the outside, I was kind of okay. Mm-hmm. And I had this going on and that going on, and I really didn't stop doing anything. Well, I guess towards the end, I did.
Mm-hmm.
But
And also, do you feel it, too? And by the way, it's a good thing that you got this out of the way because a lot of people can drag this out well into their 30s.
Oh, you know? Are you kidding?
Well into their 30s, yeah.
Because they don't know. Because they don't get it.
But, I mean, do you...
They don't get it.
You know, they say the devil makes work for idle hands. Do you feel like a little too much time mixed with too much cash...
She didn't have time. She was ice skating 6 hours a day.
She's in Switzerland. What do you mean? She had time.
Go to school.
No.
Double major.
Three
instruments.
Would you shut up, Drew? Don't defend the guest. I'm asking
a
question.
I was keeping busy. It could have been, you know. I really don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's a misconception that time is an issue.
No, here's...
I really don't think that time is an issue.
No.
I think it's just a matter of wanting to be out of your element. And you know what? You know what's so crazy now is that now that I don't have all those things that I can't remember and whatnot, the thought of not being all there and as sharp as I'm capable of being is just so scary because you're missing out.
Yeah.
So why would you want to be alive and be half dead while you're alive? It's like you can do that stuff when you're done.
I agree, except for not with booze. I like to have a little buzz going. Drew, let me say something about this, which is I had my share of friends who got into drugs and dabbled and did their thing.
Oh, yes.
And a lot of them were so tied up with existing, meaning they were making $8 an hour and they had to work 50 hours a week, that they, the second they got some free time and some free cash, they always went AWOL. They always spun out.
Yeah.
You know, their circumstances kept them in line. They had mm-hmm. to work. They didn't have any money. They didn't really have the means. And if you would have taken any of these guys, given a couple credit cards, an expense account, and a little time, they would have immediately blown themselves up with the drugs.
There's something to that.
Immediately. And that's what I'm talking about, this sort of devil making work for the idle hands. Thank you. All right, let's take a call. But that was very, very revealing, and we appreciate your candor, by the way. It's nice.
No problem, Bob.
All right.
Jeanette.
Drew, no more questions?
Yes, but you won't let me ask them.
Oh, I've listened. Here's the problem. I try to ask a probing question. You rush in and defend and don't let the person answer the question like you're the goddamn attorney.
She tires of us fighting. Let's go.
All right. Idiot. Let's talk to Jeanette. Jeanette?
Yeah?
What? You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
I'm having a problem. I have this guy that I've been friends with for like 3 months, and me and him got to be like really good friends. Like, he would come over to my house every day and everything. Mm-hmm. And I began to like him.
How old is he?
He's 19.
How'd you meet him?
Kind of like a hangout place in a small town kind of thing.
Like a club thing, a night thing, or a day thing?
Yeah, like a night thing.
Oh, I was thinking more old quarry.
Okay.
So it's not like this guy went to your high school or something and you knew him.
Yeah, I knew him from there. So
from high school.
Now he's, like, beginning to like one of my friends that I introduced him to.
Mm-mm.
And I told him that I liked him and stuff, but he's like, oh, we're just friends. And like, he's tried to mess around with me, you know?
You're just friends, Jeanette. Take his word for it.
Believe me, there's no interest.
You know what? Friends. That's actually a good thing that he's respecting you enough to say we're just friends, because he could probably
take advantage
of you and then leave you. So that's actually a good thing that he's respecting you enough to say we're just friends.
Well, he's tried to mess around a couple of times.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm just saying, as a guy, if a girl throws herself at you enough times, I mean, he's not a robot. He could use you,
and he's so far not.
But I think that means he has respect for you.
Yeah.
Just
he's
means
not attractive.
She's not attracted
to
you.
That's all that means.
It's not respect.
Okay.
I mean, he has more respect. I mean, he could just take Amber and leave her.
He's not an evil guy. He does respect
you as a friend. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, he's not a bad guy.
Okay.
And he's not attractive.
Why do I always get this? I'm always the girl that, you know, like, I'm like one of the guys. I always hang out with all the guys.
All right, hold on a second. First off, you're 16, so you can't play the why do I always get thing until you're 19.
No.
Or 20.
Or 20, because you've been dating for 14 months now. You're 16 years old, for Christ's sake.
Relax.
So here's the thing. Everyone makes these proclamations when they're 16. Why am I always the one? You're not. You're 16. It's an awkward time. Some of it is just happenstance. You don't. The right guy is going to the wrong high school. You're going to the other one. You miss each other.
Yeah.
Don't. Here's the thing. Do not announce that you're cursed at 16. Don't make that proclamation.
Don't proclaim anything at 16. Just go with it.
Just try to get your grades decent and go off to some cool place to go to college, and it'll all work itself out. Yeah. That's really what you need to do. And here's the thing. From the 7th grade to the 12th grade, all bets are off. All you got to do is don't kill yourself, don't get strung out on drugs, and get your grades decent enough to go off to some cool college, and then you can start focusing on the dating and all that stuff. And look, you got to understand, though, if a guy's not interested, he's not interested.
Period.
Yeah, and that whole, like, mixed message thing where he goes, well, I like you too much, too.
No, that's BS.
19-year-old guy, it's game on.
He'll let you know.
If it's not game on, he ain't interested.
Right.
Plain and simple. Yes?
Yep.
All right. Yeah. We'll take ourselves a little break. Nicole Richie here tonight from The Simple Life, and we'll be right back. Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Nicole Richie is here tonight.
What's up?
The Simple Life is the name of the show. Tuesday nights, 8:30 on Fox.
Love that music somehow.
You can't go wrong with the Green Acres. All right. And just because it's going to make us feel super old, were you guys hip to Green Acres before...
I watched, they had Nick at Night, so I watched it late at night if I was up at 3 in the morning.
In preparation for this show, or?
No. I'm saying I've seen it when I was younger. Okay.
So you're hip. All right.
So Mr. Ziffel is a character you would know. And
that's the thing. No, I wouldn't know any of the characters. Mr. If I watched Ziffel. It now, I mean, I'm sure it's still on now. I just don't really watch a lot of television.
Yeah, it wasn't bad, Mr. Haney.
Mr. Haney, yeah. He was the alcoholic, right?
He was a traveling salesman.
The barber, loosely.
Mr. Ziffel had the pig.
But who was the barber?
I don't know.
Kind of.
Well, you're thinking of Floyd.
Floyd the barber.
No, but that's from Mayberry.
Mayberry, you're right. All right, buddy. You're right.
You ready to rock? Ken?
Wasn't there an alcoholic in Green Acres?
I don't know. It used to be funny to be an alcoholic. And they put it in sitcoms. They do the two jokes where it's like, they do that make mine a double joke where the guy was having a hard day. Yeah. And all of a sudden, by the way, there was a fair amount of boozing in these shows. Like, here's the move I like. There was a time in the 60s and the 70s when that little mobile bar had wheels on it and a little push cart type bar was a popular piece of, it was like a piece of furniture. And the guy, I always like this, the guy would walk through the front door, throw his jacket on the sofa, oh man, stressful day, walk right over to the bar, open the ice bucket, and it'd be piled high with fresh ice. Who's in charge of filling the ice bucket all day? Mm-hmm. Can you imagine keeping a friend? How much of an alcoholic would you have to be to actually have an ice bucket that was just heaping with ice?
Be thinking about that. Yeah,
and it was never addressed. And there'd be a note from his wife.
By the way, those days they didn't have ice makers. It would be trays they'd be spilling into that, right?
It was one of these sitcom realities where it was like, hey, it's an ice bucket, it's got to have ice in it, as if it came with ice.
Right.
And guys would just start making themselves cocktails every, it's highball hour,
Larry Tate would be drinking at work.
Yeah, that was Bewitched. That was the boss in Bewitched. And he'd be drinking martinis at lunch.
Also, Ricky from Lucy and Ricky, wasn't he a huge alcoholic? Yes.
Everyone drank drank at work and stuff. Yeah, I like that. Guys would have bottles in their desk. That was the other thing, too. Like a police chief or something, after a tough day, just pop open some scotch. Guys had flasks and stuff. Was everyone drunk back then?
Where's my bourbon?
All right. The two jokes I like the make mine a double joke, and I like the joke, too, where the wino sees something incredible, Bewitched, blinks into a alley where he's drinking, and he looks at the bottle and he looks at her, and then he dumps it out and shakes his head, because that's what they do, Drew. You know what I'm saying?
Every time.
Yeah. if you ever, one of your patients was amazed by something, they would immediately throw away the drugs.
Yeah, of course.
Ken?
Yeah.
Kenny.
You're 20?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's happening?
My penis is abnormally curved, I think, to the left there.
To the left.
Like half shaft broke or something.
You should pierce it.
You dress to
pierce
the left.
It.
Do you like a pierced Pepe?
I don't know about piercing it.
Ken, hold on a second.
I'm asking Nicole. Nicole?
I've actually never seen one, but I'm just saying if it is a little off, I think you should work the offness,
I see. I see.
You got to put a barbell down the axis and straighten it out.
Right.
But here, Ken, the deal is, have you traumatized it at all? Did something happen?
Not that I can think of.
One of the things you can do is take about 800 units of vitamin E every day. This is what we call an acquired Peyronie's. In other words, you weren't born with this. This is something that's probably happening from trauma.
Why? Because
God, he's seen it get worse.
Does it curve or does it sort of make a gooseneck move?
More like gooseneck, I guess.
That's from the scarring over on that side that's pulling it over there. And there are operations to repair it if necessary. And give it a little time. We'll see.
All right. So take a bunch of vitamin E.
800 units of vitamin E daily will help it. It's true.
How many pills is that?
They come in 800s or 400s usually.
Oh, really? Yeah, if I had a dork with a dog leg in it, I'd be mad. Matt?
Yeah.
Oh, you're Nicole's friend?
Yep.
Hey, Maddie.
What's up, baby? Well, listen, I don't have a sidewinder penis, but what I'm calling in is I want your advice. See, I, like you, live in Hollywood, and I had a girlfriend for 3 years who I lost my virginity to at, 20, 21.
Yeah.
And I broke up with her, and I never really did the Hollywood scene. And when I broke up with her, I just kind of went mad and hit the Hollywood scene.
Well, wait a minute. How old are you now?
23.
23. Yeah. Well, hold on a second, because we've done these before and we always make a-holes of ourselves. Now, yeah. Do we need to know anything about this guy? Is he your ex-boyfriend?
No.
But people set us up like this all the time, so we want to make sure we're
not.
I'm going to kill you, Ann, if this is some kind of nonsense. Mm-mm. No?
No.
All right. Let's.
Anything else we need to know about him?
No, okay. He's pretty chill.
Okay.
All right. So, Matt, your question. Now, how do you know Nicole, by the way?
I was actually sitting in the opposite room listening to you guys earlier. I'm in your conference room right now.
Oh, okay. You're here. All right. Yeah. Hey, can you get me a coffee?
Yeah, sure. I'll get on the way out.
All right. So,
so you started going crazy.
So you came here with Nicole then?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So, broke up. You lost your virginity at 21.
21 to a 29-year-old former model who I used to beat off to posters on my wall. So it was kind of a strange relationship.
Really?
Who? Jesus.
Who was that?
I'm not going to name names.
Come on. I'm going to hang up on you. No. All right, that's it. Listen, you can't say I used to beat off to a model with pictures and not give the name. All right, let me try one more time. Matt?
Matt. Yeah, you there? Yeah.
I got to know who she is.
Her first name's Amber. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Amber.
And Adam's, did you say Adam has met her?
No, I said that's all she's going to tell me.
He may have. I don't know. Huh. She's been around.
She's a big
model, and she's like 29 now. So. But anyway. Amber. That's not the point. You guys there?
Yeah, we're thinking.
All right, I think I'm going to put you back on hold.
Okay.
Well, what's his question?
I got to get the last name.
Well, the question is then after I went out, I went crazy.
I got to get the last name.
All right, go take it up.
All right. So here's the thing. You can't bring up lost my virginity to a model that had a poster of, not giving a name. That's the way I go. You can't bring up. Here's the sword here. You can't bring up the model. If you want to brag about banging a model, that's fine, but you got to give the name. You can't do it. Can't have it both ways. Drew, can you think of any Ambers? No. Amber Valletta.
Who's that?
I don't know. It's what Anderson says. Maybe we got a poster. You got a poster of her?
No, I just want one.
All right. Let's get now. I'm sorry. I don't want to be rude to your friend Matt, but I got to have the question. I got to have the full name of the model.
What's hot?
Yeah. Joe?
Yeah?
Hi, Joe G.
Hi, what's going on?
What's happening?
Joanna.
I was just wondering how you liked working at Sonic.
I didn't really like it, actually. I just don't like the smell of food.
Well, you worked at the Sonic Burger in Arkansas?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't I don't like the smell of food. I just didn't like the smell of, like, the grease in the back, you know?
Yeah.
It was kind of brutal, and then... you'll see tomorrow. They make us, like, dress up in these outfits, and it was freezing, and it was too heavy. I mean, it was burning up, I'm sorry, and it was way too heavy. And it was pretty brutal.
I was just wondering, because I work at one of the Sonics.
Do you?
Yeah.
Somehow I knew that.
Yeah, I didn't even know it was a national chain.
No, it is.
And
I mean, I'm not insulting it. I'm just saying I didn't enjoy working there.
When you were working there, did you have to... And I don't BS.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have to put in a full shift? I mean, did you work there for 7 or 8 hours?
We were there from
hours?
6 in the morning until about 4 in the afternoon.
Really?
Yeah.
Just
Paris loved it. That was Paris'
really?
Favorite job there. Yeah. I just personally don't like
through.
The smell of cooking. I don't like it.
Yeah. You'll make a great wife one day. And so... So, I mean, you would actually put in a full shift.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. How do you like it?
It's pretty fun. I usually work like 3 or 4 hours.
So you didn't work as long as I did.
Yeah.
Did you dress up in the suits?
No, I haven't seen any suits here.
Did you deliver food on roller skates?
Yep.
Oh, really?
That's fun.
That's gay for a dude, though.
No, it's because I used to play hockey, so I needed to find something to do that I knew I could do.
How about just joining the ice capades to be more masculine? All right, buddy.
There we go.
Doing Thanks. Good, buddy.
Thanks.
Yeah, good times.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Right. Yeah. I like the guys are bored of us before we get bored of them. Uh-huh. All right. Done with you guys. Blooms off the rose. Xavier?
Yeah.
You're,
What's now, it,
there, Xavier? There's some Xaviers and there's some Xaviers.
Yeah, and it's spelled the same.
Which one are you?
What's the difference?
I'll just call you Xavier.
Oh, it's Egg Xavier.
Okay, well, then there's a difference, obviously.
I'm sorry. Well, my question is on...
Uh-huh. Full moon, that's all I got to say.
Right.
Yeah?
On the Abercrombie catalog, you say that you missed your cell phone out of everything.
Uh-huh.
do they let you use their phones, like their home phones?
We were allowed to use their phones about once a week, which was brutal.
I thought I heard the smoke detector.
Yeah, way off in the distance there.
Yeah, keep going. I'm sorry.
Time it.
Yeah, go ahead.
We were allowed to use the phone once a week, so we kind of maneuvered our way into ripping the phone off the wall and dragging it into our room.
Mm-hmm.
Or, because there were cameras in the room, so sometimes we get caught, but if we went into the bathroom and if we ran, like, the shower and turned on the blow dryer and ran the faucet...
You could talk?
We could talk.
All right, hold on.
Hold on one second.
Hold on 1 second. I want to see if we hear the smoke detector chirp again.
Xavier?
What? Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I don't get it.
No, what happened?
Hold on.
His phone's cut now.
Yeah, but now we got him back. It's going to be about 40 again next time.
No. We're past it already.
I'm saying it's going to be about 40, 50 next time.
Oh. Well, listen. Well, let me ask you a question.
Wait, I don't know what you guys are talking about.
We're going to straighten this out in 1 second. Why is it every time it seems like we got a smoke detector chirp to hear the phone kind of cuts off?
Because if there's no sound coming downstream,
it
cuts. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So we go, let's listen. He gets quiet, it cuts.
You explained that to me twice before. All right. So, here's what we're doing. We hear the chirp of the low battery.
Of a smoke detector.
Of the smoke detector.
In the background of a caller.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're always fascinated with it because that goes on for months.
And they don't know what's happening.
They don't understand that there's a smoke detector going on?
They just don't
Not usually.
Do you hear it, Xavier?
Hold on. Xavier?
Uh-huh.
Do you hear the smoke detector going on, off? I hear it.
Do you hear that?
Yeah.
I don't hear anything.
Are you...
That's not enough, though. You have to really probe. Like, him yelling 3 times, I don't have a smoke detector, is still not enough, because eventually you'll get to it.
You seem a little out of it.
No. I'm not.
Hey, Xavier?
Uh-huh.
Ex-Xavier?
Yeah.
That's what they say at your funeral. Do you have a smoke detector at your house?
Yeah.
You see, Drew, it does...
It'll cut if there's a stop and then the word.
Shut up, Drew! I'm talking the whole time. Why?
It has to come from his end.
I know, but we're having a conversation with him like we've been having with people all night. What's the science behind this?
Are you blaming me for how it's working?
No, I'm just saying your explanation is.
Have you ever been on speakerphone? If you're on speakerphone, sometimes you can completely hear what's going on, or sometimes if you just stop. You can't hear anything.
Right. It's that effect.
It's just the way that it hits the...
Xavier.
Uh-huh.
All right. Do you have a smoke detector at your house?
Yeah.
It's going off.
Does it have a low battery?
I don't know.
See, what? Drew, what do you mean, see? He gets cut off into answering his question and that's
see. I'm not saying
is he at his mom's house? Maybe he doesn't
care. See, it's out again. That's all.
Are you at your parents' house?
Yeah, I got rid of him. I don't know. Hey, here's the thing. Here's all I'm saying. I'm only angry because once a show, I want to talk to somebody. The rest is just a pain in the ass. Everyone calling me, bugging me. But once a show, I want to talk to someone. And it always cuts. It always. And I know this is just how Darwin works. Or how, not Darwin, but what's it called, Drew?
Darwin?
What's it called where everything goes wrong?
Oh, yes.
Drew, what is it with you? You can't think of anything I can't think of?
That's the way it works. Something's law.
Yeah.
Law of unintended effect.
No.
What's the law?
Murphy.
Murphy's law. There you go.
Let me ask you another thing, too, Drew.
Yeah.
Why is it every time I can't think of something, you can't think of it either, and then eventually I think of it?
It must be my fault. It must be something volitional, willful that I'm doing, Adam.
Well, here's what I'm saying.
What's in it for me?
No, here's what I'm saying. I'm just asking.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of it.
The stuff is large. Yeah. It's big stuff.
Trying to think of it.
It's like you saying, my dad drives a car. It's a big American brand.
You have to let
brand.
It go for it to come back. If you try too hard, then
right.
You're
so I immediately start trying. I hear him struggling. Places. I start struggling. I start pushing. I block. And then I block.
Yeah, but it'd be like you're trying to think of something super popular and I blank on it too. That'd be weird, right?
I wouldn't think so.
It happens all the time.
That's how people are.
Because you're trying too hard.
What's the name of that baseball team plays out of New York with the pinstripe?
When you say
going
so
like,
close
I don't know
so familiar,
either.
When you say that,
so
usually that's what you get back.
It.
Usually get back people and then you come, you get it before.
All right. Really?
That's in my life. That's
it
what
happens.
I find.
All right. I'm now upset. Let's, so Xavier's a bust, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We don't want to talk to him. Mm. He's a weird kid, right?
He's out of it.
He's out of it, yes. And his phone keeps cutting out. All right, let's take a break. And I feel bad for Nicole's friend, who I wouldn't tell me the last name of the model. I'll see him in the hall. All right. Weren't we going to answer a female friend's question for Nicole?
Off the air.
But where'd we get the dude?
They're both here.
No. All right. Nicole Richie here. I'm going to the bathroom.
We regroup.
We'll be back.
New show.
Peace.
Hey, everybody. It's Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Nicole Richie here tonight.
What's that?
From The Simple Life. Tuesday nights, 8:30 on Fox. We're going to we'll talk to your friend off the air, Nicole, and answer his question. Drew, next commercial break?
Sure, sure.
All right. Let's talk to Jennifer, who's 18. Jennifer?
Hi, Jens.
Hi.
Jens. You guys went to high school together, and Jennifer?
This is the start of nursery school.
It's more personal if you, like, give them names.
Yeah, don't soften them up. They're the enemy. Go ahead, Jennifer.
Okay, when I'm having sex, my nipples, they don't get hard at all whatsoever. It doesn't matter how much I'm being pleased, they don't get hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering why, and what can I do to...
Do they ever get hard under any circumstances?
You know, sometimes if I'm really, really cold, they do. But, like, okay. If I'm just kind of chilly outside, you know what? See, that's what I thought about doing, mm-hmm. but... I don't know if they'll
get... It seems to be Nicole's answer just about everything.
Pierce
it. No, yeah. I'm telling
my
you.
My appendix
no,
is busted. My left
nipple is pierced, and I know because I have pierced many things in my day. But the piercing brings back sensitivity to your nipples.
Really?
I mean, if it's a medical problem, I'm just saying that, which I don't know. You can talk to Dr. Drew about that. But I'm just saying that it will bring back the feeling.
Really?
When women are done breastfeeding, sometimes they'll just get their nipples pierced because it just brings back the feeling.
That's my mom did that. And Drew, your mom.
Everyone's mom does
and
that.
And then they're constantly hard, too, which is always cute.
That's my mom, yeah.
But
here's the thing, too. Now, does it bring back sensitivity to it, or is there just something to do with it? I mean, there's a piece on it now. I mean, it's something to... Well, I didn't mean irritating, but I just mean I don't think about the end of my tongue too much, but if I put a bead on the end of it, I would be flicking it and clicking it.
Well, no, because, I mean, I've had my tongue pierced, and it's not like a... Once it's pierced for a while, you really don't even feel it.
But you're saying...
With the nipple...
More sensitive.
It's very sensitive.
I hear people complain, though, that it gets more sensitive, and then it gets insensitive.
Ooh.
It goes through a whole...
See, I haven't had it that long to say. Yeah. I've had it since, you know, I don't know, June,
they do it
July.
After Arkansas.
After Arkansas.
Celebration
like,
of Arkansas.
We don't take kindly to nipple piercing. Yeah. All right.
Okay,
well,
the only thing about piercing it, though, is getting them hard in the first place. Like, if I were to put, like, an ice on them, that won't even help it.
Why is it so important to you? Why is that important to you?
Into it.
Guys don't care.
It doesn't look good. I don't think it's cute at all.
It's not.
Cute?
It's
really?
Not. It's totally unattractive. I think it's totally unattractive.
To have the non...
I mean, if it's strictly just a physical concern of yours, I honestly would say pierce them, because then they're cool anyway, because they're pierced.
Well,
if you're concerned about what's wrong with it...
Wait a minute, here's the deal.
Hold on a second.
As men, we can't even figure out what you're talking about in terms of what the problem is. And not all men are into the piercing thing. So it might go from a neutral to a negative as far as the guy's concerned.
Let's put it this way. Drew's a man of extreme passion, so he never even looks at nipples. He looks right at the box. That's his thing. He has tunnel vision, they call it.
Tunnel vision.
Tunnel.
I'm just saying, if it bothers you that much.
I'm repeating it for you.
Thank you. All right.
Okay.
So the point, you're like my mom with these jokes. So he doesn't know, but I'm a breast man, even and a nipple man, and an areola guy. Oh yes, and I have sensitive nipples.
But you like
myself.
Novelty, so this.
I never even really noticed it. Guys aren't. You ever got any complaints from a guy about your nipples?
No, I've never had any complaints.
All right, well then
forget
shut up.
It, Jennifer.
Stop all you crazy broads with your, this is gross. Guys, if a guy complains, if a guy says something, then take some action.
Just keep the box clean, you'll have no complaints.
That's right. Loofah the box. Thank you. Chelsea?
Uh-huh.
You're 15?
Yeah.
Hi, Chelsea.
Hi.
Hey, Chelsea.
Chelsea.
Hey, Chelsea-nator. you're 6 months pregos.
Yeah.
And you got an 18-year-old fiancé you're not attracted to anymore.
Well,
sounds like you're right on course, by the way. Yeah. I'd like to see you pregnant a few months earlier, but I think this is a good save.
Well, this is one of the reasons, along with all the other ones, that teenage girls shouldn't be pregnant, because you still need to grow. You still need to be attracted to other men.
Yeah, I had to grow up pretty early, though, so...
Well, I think we can agree that she needs a piercing, right? I mean, we should pierce her.
The stomach. Pierce your belly button while you're pregnant.
Pierce the navel while it's protruding.
Yeah.
So, Chelsea, you're not attracted to your fiancé anymore.
The past couple weeks, I've been finding myself not really attracted to him.
All right.
Listen, so many changes you're going through biologically with pregnancy. You may find yourself feeling sort of hypersexual in your last couple months.
Well, when she says not attracted, though, I mean, I think she's talking about she's not into the guy anymore. Forget about sexual. Right. All right. So, listen, Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're not going to do this, but can you give the kid up for adoption, for Christ's sake?
Well, I was thinking about that in the beginning, but both of our parents...
Where's your mom?
My mom is about 30 miles away from me right now.
Speaking of 30, how old is your mom?
19.
My mom's 40.
40.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but...
Why aren't you living with your parents?
She's the youngest.
How's your oldest?
27.
Oh, you live with your dad. What does your dad think? What does your dad think?
My dad, they're actually pretty happy about it. At first, we were a little upset, but both of our families agree that, you know, it's okay for us to keep the kid. They're going to help us out as much as possible. And, you know,
can I just ask you a question?
Yeah.
Are you done with your life? I'm you done? Have you done every single thing that you want to do just for yourself? Because once you have a kid, then it's done.
No.
So at 15 years of age...
Well, I did a lot of things that I probably shouldn't have done, and I'm pretty much finished with my studying days.
All right, listen, we got to go, but as far as your fiancé, don't worry about it. You got all kinds of hormones going. Don't make any decisions till after you have the kid. And my mom, she smoked pot, napped around the house all day, and then she had her kids, and then she was able to get back to smoking pot, napping around the house. So who says you can't chase your dreams? All right, we'll be back after this. Well, that's the show, everybody. I want to thank Nicole Richie for hanging out for the entire 2 hours, by the way.
Thank you. And happy birthday, Vetus. It's my friend Vetus's birthday.
Vetus?
Vetus.
Oh, see, that's one of those rich people names.
Happy birthday, you're not special.
I know guys named Gary.
Steve.
Yeah. All right. Nicole, God bless you. The Simple Life, Tuesday nights, Fox, 8:30. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
I have a question for Nicole.
Yes, gorgeous.
Okay.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.